You know, it's just ultimately it really means nothing. They just need to that your fans recognize you and recognize what you're doing. And, but you know, I think the vote that means more than anything to your peers, the coaches and the players that you play against on a week-to-week basis. So, you know, we'll wait for those to come in, and hopefully we'll have a bunch of guys in this locker room that win that vote.
It kind of says something, too, doesn't it, though, about this organization, the organization that was under the radar for a long time, and now at least fans recognize
it. Well, you know, when you win, you can't hide it for very long, and for a number of weeks early in the season, we weren't the top story, and we're still not now, being the record that we have, but it's hard to hide when you got a running back that's running for 4.9 yards a carry, and Albert obviously is the best defensive lineman in the league, and me, just happen to block for a really good running back, and we have a really good offense right now. But we got other guys who are in the top two, top three in their positions, and hopefully at the end of the balloting with all the other teams, you know, we'll have a number of guys going over there.
You'd never get old, do you, going over
there? You know, it doesn't get old. It really is special because every time you get voted over there, there's something special that happened that season, if you can remember those seasons for. Yeah, you just, as an older guy that's been there several times, you hope that some young guys that deserve it get to go, guys like Michael Ruse and Hatford, guys like Chris Johnson and you know, guys like that. And David Stewart's probably going to be there soon. Yeah, it speaks volumes about the type of guys we have because you don't go there and be lazy. I mean, you got to be a good worker and a good football player to get there, and most of the guys that go there are just that.
Is it still special being a D-line?
Yeah, I would give them all up to have a Super Bowl ring, and I think anybody in the league would say that. But, you know, we still got three more games to play, and we'll think about Hawaii and all that after the fact. But right now we're trying to concentrate on Houston, and they got a lot to play for, and we got home field advantage to play for. So, you know, that's what the focus should be.